We all need help sometimes, said I.
Your friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes is a wonderful man, sir, said he in a husky and confidential voice. He's a man who is not to be beat. I have known that young man go into a good many cases, but I never saw the case yet that he could not throw a light upon. He is irregular in his methods, and a little quick, perhaps, in jumping at theories, but on the whole I think he would have made a most promising officer, and I don't care who knows it. I have had a wire from him this morning, by which I understand that he has got some clue to this Sholto business. Here is his message.
He took the telegram out of his pocket and handed it to me. It was dated from Poplar at 12 o'clock. Go to Baker Street at once, it said. If I have not returned, wait for me. I am close on the track of the Sholto gang. You can come with us tonight if you want to be in at the finish.
Well, this sounds well. He has evidently picked up the scent again, said I.
Ah, then he has been at fault too,
exclaimed Jones with evident satisfaction.
Even the best of us are thrown off sometimes. Of course, this may prove to be a false alarm, but it is my duty as an officer of the law to allow no chance to slip. But there is someone at the door. Perhaps this is he.